Clear and Easy, book number 11, Help to Quit Smoking. This booklet is published by Sky Park Publishing. Do you have health questions? Call Melina Healthcare's Nurse Advice Line at 888-275-8750 or TTY 866-735-2929. We encourage you place the Nurse Advice phone number on all your home phones. Your cell phone. Add us to your list of contacts. Your purse or wallet. Refrigerator door. Bedroom nightstand. In your medicine cabinet and in easy-to-reach places. For New Mexico members, you may also call UNMSCI Nurse Advice at 877-725-2552. We also encourage you to keep the following important numbers. Your providers. A family member, a neighbor. Melina Healthcare offers programs to help members stay healthy. These health and wellness programs are at no cost to you. They are part of your benefits. Programs include asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, diabetes, heart health, pregnancy support, and stop smoking. Melina Healthcare uses different ways to identify members for these programs. These include information from claims, pharmacy, or other health programs. You are eligible for one or more of these programs. The choice is yours. Our providers, nurses, and other staff are here to help you learn about your health. You can talk with them by phone to get answers to your questions. You can also get more information such as a newsletter or booklet. Our staff can help you stay in touch with your healthcare provider. They can help you understand your treatment. They can also help you if you have any problems. You are part of one of these programs. Call us if you would like more services. Your healthcare provider can call us too. The number to call is 866-891-2320. You can choose to be removed at any time. We look forward to helping you stay in good health. This booklet is available in another language, large print, braille, or audio format. Please call the member services number at 888-665-4621. To get the format you need. Table of Contents, Book 11, Help to Quit Smoking. This audio format will include the following topics. Introduction, Reasons to Quit. Why is quitting so hard? Preparing to Quit, the Quit Day Problem Solving Support and Resources. Introduction, you and your provider can work together to help you be as healthy as you can be. This booklet gives you some quick tips about how to stop smoking. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If you have problems with your health, be sure to see your healthcare provider for treatment. You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. You must give permission to your providers or case managers to talk to this person about your care. This booklet is to help you. It does not take the place of your provider's care. If you or your family has an emergency, you should call your provider. Or, go to the nearest emergency room. Reasons to quit. Quitting smoking is hard, but you can do it. There are a lot of good reasons to quit smoking. It is better for your health, your family, and your wallet to quit smoking. Decide the top reasons you want to quit. Write them down and put them where you will see them often. You can put them on your bathroom mirror. Carry them in your wallet. When you feel like you need more motivation to quit, look at your list again and remember your reasons for quitting. Your health is affected by smoking. Smoking can cause many diseases in the body. It can make some diseases worse. Smoking changes the way you look and smell. Smoking can cause lifelong breathing problems, lifelong heart problems, lung, tongue, throat, and other cancers. Hardening and narrowing of the arteries. This can cause strokes or heart attacks. Smoking makes these problems worse: asthma, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and gum disease that can make teeth fall out. Your family will be healthier if you stop smoking. Secondhand smoke is the smoke in the air while someone else is smoking. It is dangerous for family and friends. It can cause cancer and problems with their lungs. It is especially harmful for children and pregnant women. Children who are around secondhand smoke can have lots of problems. They have more risk of asthma, lung disease, ear infections, and allergies. Pregnant women who are around secondhand smoke are more likely to give birth to premature babies. Other adults in the house have a higher risk of lung and other cancers. Your wallet. Smoking is expensive. The average pack of cigarettes costs about $5. If you smoke a half pack a day, you spend about $75 a month on cigarettes. In a year, you could save almost $1,000 if you stop smoking. Another cost of smoking is the cost of healthcare. Smoking causes more problems in your body as you get older. You might have to spend more money on medicine. You may need to see your healthcare provider more often. Quitting now will save you a lot of money that you can spend on other things. Why is quitting so hard? There are things that make quitting hard for most people. They are nicotine addiction, the habit of smoking, and depending on cigarettes. The nicotine addiction, cigarettes have nicotine in them. Nicotine is an addictive drug. It affects parts of the brain that cause good feelings. Most people need to use medicine that contains some amounts of nicotine that can be decreased over time to help their body quit. Be sure to take your medicines just as your provider tells you. This is important so you keep feeling your best. If you have any questions, call your provider. Tell your provider if you cannot afford your medicines or if you have any side effects. The habit of smoking, quitting can be hard because smoking becomes a habit and a part of your life. People who smoke respond to the physical cravings. There is a ritual of lighting, holding and smoking. This is part of a habit. There are keys to quitting that will make quitting easier. Find new ways to cope. Create new rituals. You will have thoughts and a desire to smoke. Coping is learning to deal with it without smoking. There are two ways of coping. Change what you do and change how you think. You can make these changes before getting into a tempting situation. Then you won't have as much desire to smoke. Also, coping takes work. This will break triggers and connections to smoking. Some ways to help you cope with everyday situations are thought stopping. When you start to have a negative or troubling thought, stop the thought and replace it with a positive thought. Distraction instead of smoking, try exercise, like walking or reading/watching something funny. Visualization. Imagine yourself conquering whatever stress is in your way. Accepting the thought. Realize that you will have negative thoughts and that is okay. It is important to know that everyone has negative thoughts sometimes. Avoidance. Sometimes you can avoid a situation that causes triggers to make you smoke. Escape. Take a time out. If you are in a stressful situation, you can leave or give yourself a few minutes to calm down instead of smoking. Remind yourself, I can handle this, and I am in control. Changing patterns routines. Start new habits or routines that support your new lifestyle. Depending on cigarettes, some smokers believe that there is an ingredient in a cigarette that calms or relaxes. It is easy to mix up the feelings of stress with the feelings of withdrawal. When you experience nicotine withdrawal, it can feel like stress, and smoking a cigarette can feel like it is helping relieve the stress. This is not true. Instead, the cigarette is continuing to feed a nicotine addiction. Try to imagine a situation that is stressful. How would you successfully deal with the situation without a cigarette? What if someone offers you a cigarette? Practice saying, "No thanks, I can deal with this without smoking." Preparing to quit. Have you tried to quit before? What things stood in your way to prevent you from quitting? What could you have done better? Quitting is a process and past attempts are practice. When you think about what worked and what didn't work in the past, you can figure out what your plan should be now. Think about what accomplishment in your life you are most proud of. If you can do that, you can quit smoking. You don't want to rush into quitting. Instead, lay a strong foundation and develop tools for yourself so you can quit permanently. It is important to identify the issues that might get in your way ahead of time. If you smoke when others are smoking, maybe you can go for a walk instead and avoid the situation. If you smoke when you are stressed, it might help to have a deep breathing exercise or other way to deal with your stress. Be prepared ahead of time. Prepare your family and friends for your quit day. If there are other smokers in the household, talk with the smoker about when and where he or she will smoke. Limit smoking to one room, section of the house, or outside. Ask this smoker to keep his or her cigarettes out of sight. Ask this smoker to use one ashtray that is kept clean and stored when not in use. Finally, after 3 or 4 weeks, take the housemate out for a special dinner to thank them. The quit day studies have shown that picking a specific day to quit tends to work the best for most people. Gradually, or eventually quitting does not work. If you want to gradually taper your smoking before your quit day, that is fine. However, it is still important to have an official day to quit. It is normal to feel fear or worry about quitting. Habits are hard to break. Don't worry if you have not succeeded at quitting in the past. Just focus on taking the steps you need and following the program of your healthcare provider. You must get rid of all cigarettes and smoking accessories before your quit day. This includes cleaning and getting rid of all ashtrays. It is very important to remove all cigarettes from the house, car, purse, desk drawers, etc. Any cigarette left can be a potential problem during your quitting process. You will start taking the smoking cessation medication prescribed by your healthcare provider on your quit day. However, if you are taking Xibin or Chantix, you will begin 7 to 10 days ahead of time. These medications will help with some withdrawal symptoms of quitting smoking. They are a very important part of the process, but are not magic pills that make you quit smoking. They do not change how you cope or with urges and triggers to smoking. Problem solving: what happens if you slip up? If you slip up after your quit day, it is important to review your goals. Why do you want to quit smoking? Think about how smoking is bad for your health and for your family and friends. Identify the things you did after your quit day that worked. What were your wins? Think about how many cigarettes you did not smoke during this time. Identify what things did not work. How can you make changes so that you will be successful? Schedule another quit day. You can talk to your healthcare provider or another trusted friend to help you. Quitting is hard, but you can do it! Support: identify your support network. Tell them you need help to quit. They can help you remember to take your medicine, take a walk with you, distract you when you want a cigarette. You can find a support group or website that can help you quit smoking. Your healthcare provider can give you some suggestions. Tell your family and friends how you feel when you are quitting. Let them know how they can help you. It's okay to ask for help. Talk to your provider, nurse, or case manager. Resources.smokefree.gov, phone number 800-784-8669. TTY 800-332-8615. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC Office on Smoking and Health, phone number 800-784-8669. TTY 800-332-8615. American Cancer Society, phone number 800-227-2345. Mayo Clinic, http://www.mayoclinic.com, health/quit smoking, MYO043320 11, Skid Park Publishing, LLC.